39. Establishing a foreign office. Dialogue 1. When do you head back to headquarters? Did you finish all the work you needed to do to set up the office in Bangkok?
You wouldn't believe how many details are involved in setting up a new branch office. I am supposed to make a report about our Bangkok branch when I go back to headquarters next Tuesday, but I'm afraid there's still a lot left undone.
Like what?
Well, first of all, there are many local issues to deal with. The local government gives you a lot of red tape to cut through. You've got to register a local business license and manage all the applicable registrations and certifications for doing business in the local area. That's one reason why having a local hire is such an asset. They know the ropes.
Yeah, I could see the advantage of having a native help you through all the tedium. But couldn't you just delegate all that work?
To a certain extent, you can, but you've got to make sure that everything is done up to snuff. You know, according to the company's standard and company policy. So there's a lot of supervisory work that needs to be done, and lots of decisions to be made.
I'll bet.
You've got to decide where to physically locate your office, do interviewing and hiring of local staff, manage the office, liaise with local government agencies and headquarters. Just a lot of details.
Sounds like a lot of work. Dialogue 2. What's your presence like in the European market?
We've got a mix of highly developed branding and emerging branding. In Western Europe, we're a household name, but our offices in Eastern Europe are barely open.
But you do have field offices in Eastern Europe?
Yes, we do, in quite a few countries. Our latest foreign office was opened in Poland. The hardest part was translating all our company literature and procedure manuals into Polish.
Don't all your employees speak English anyway?
Most of them do, but some of the local hires don't. There are a lot of cultural considerations, too. Not only do we worry about the language, but we have to also worry about the way things are done in a different country. People communicate differently and also do business differently. It takes a great cultural education to be successful globally.
Did you have a lot of resistance from the local government?
Nah, not much. The local government is in favor of us being there because foreign investment is a jumpstart to their economy.